Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we were talking about the special light and visual effects that some churches use to appeal to the emotions of the people. Let's end the week on that discussion today. Foundation for the Bible. Holy preaching is being replaced today with touchy-feeling, happy sermonettes. They're devoid of the true spiritual power and holiness and truth, but very impressive, with visual effects and special effects and engineering effects. Very moving on your emotions, but not life-changing in your spirit. Now, they're the first ones to get bored if you're having a Bible conference and they're just preaching and teaching the Word. Or if they're determined the service went too long. Isn't it interesting the service went too long and they'll spend 3 hours on Facebook? But the service went too long. And they think, I've heard some of them say, well, they just had too much Bible. You know, you can have too much Bible. Well, I tell you what, they didn't find that in the Word of God, did they? Too much Bible? Really? Too much Bible? Perhaps I should make this rule at my own church. A church service should last no longer than football game lasts with all of its timeouts and commercials and everything combined. You know how many would rebel against that? Because those things go, you can turn 1 o'clock and it might be done by 4 o'clock. Doesn't that reveal the true heart? When you're talking about giving God's house and God's word and God's worship as much time as you give a ball game. Listen, nobody likes sports as much as I do, I don't think. Well, probably some do like sports more than I like watching a good football game. I really do. Baseball as a little kid was my favorite sport. They were the Milwaukee Braves before they went to Atlanta. And boy, I tell you what, Johnny Logan. John Logan was not really the best player on the Braves, but for some reason or another, he was my favorite player. There were others. There were Eddie Matthews, great home run hitter, Henry Aaron, the Hammer. There was Joe Adcock. There was Del Crandall. And I remember watching those guys because their spring training was right near where we lived in Bradenton, Florida at that time, and I'd go watch those guys and for one of those guys just to speak to me meant everything. Now, I loved baseball, kept up with them, Warren Spahn, and things like that. Boy, I tell you what, I loved Bob Buell, Lou Burnett. Oh, my goodness, I just loved, and those names come back to my mind quite easily. Now, I don't know the players on the teams hardly anymore. But what I'm trying to say is this. Even though I loved watching those sports and doing all those other things like that, it never entered my mind. Wouldn't it be better if a church service went longer than a baseball game? Don't you know the people that have those addictions would get so upset? And I'm not against baseball. I love the sport. But my life is the Lord Jesus Christ. That should be all of our life. So, when religion is like that, It's built on what makes us feel good. And as a result, they hate the holiness as is seen in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 16, where it says this, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves. Now, the idea of fashioning yourselves is simply this, not emulating. According to the former lust, don't try to religiousize the former sins, the former lust. Don't try to make it all right by adding the name of Jesus and religiousizing it, okay? As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust, that is the former desires, in your ignorance. Isn't that interesting? God calls it ignorance. And churches today are trying to fashion music after the same kind of a sound of a rock music they heard growing up. They're letting their teenage girls, their wives, and others dress like they did at the outdoor concerts in the nightclubs and everything else, justifying drinking as they did before they got saved, if they got saved. And you see, God says, that was in your ignorance that you did those things. So why are you trying to emulate it now? He says, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all matter of conversation, all areas of your life. Be ye holy, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Is your life wrapped up in serving God and loving God, or loving self more than God? You see, some people have the attitude, well, as long as I'm saved, that's all that counts. No, that is so little. That is so little. That speaks of such a low character and ethics. I mean, and moral. Just as long as I'm saved, that's all that counts? No. Someone died for me. He paid my penalty, a penalty I could not pay, and no one else could pay but him. The Lord Jesus Christ paid it all. And I just want to honor that by just saying I'm glad I'm not going to go to hell. I'm not going to serve him, show my love for him. No, don't be emulating the former life, trying to do things in a religious manner, dressing to show your liberty in Christ. Look, liberty in the Bible has to do with being freed from the power of those things, not the freedom to do those things. You've always had the freedom to do those things before, and you still have the freedom to do those things, but they're still sin. It's only in Christ that you gain the power to be modest. In Christ, you gain the power to be modest, to be separated from the world, to be holy and acceptable unto him, which is our reasonable service. You know what Jude 4 calls all those things of fashioning yourselves according to the former lust? It calls it turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. That is the exact opposite of holiness. Now, friend, the flesh can be religious, but contrary to holiness. John the Baptist said, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that is, he said the words that God breathed out to him word for word, he that is of the earth is earthly, and speaking of the earth, he that cometh from heaven is above all. Basically, that's talking about the topics of your conversation and the matter of living your life. That is why Jesus said they would hate us. We call sin, sin. We call right, right. And they got mad at Jesus Christ and his preaching. You know why they got mad at him? John 7:7. It tells us so. The world cannot hate you, Jesus said, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works, now he used the word works in the plural, thereof are evil. You say, Why did he use the plural there? Because I testify of it and the works thereof are evil. Other words, works being the plural, he was mentioning specific works. And so he just didn't say sin. No, he was testifying the specific things. He was preaching against it. I've heard people say, I've never seen Jesus, read anything of Jesus preaching against homosexuality. No. You don't ever read of Jesus saying, hello. You don't read of Jesus saying, that was good. You did that. Okay. Thank you for doing that for me. There's a lot of things you don't read that Jesus said, but I believe that he said in his lifetime on earth that was good. Not everything he said on his life and earth is recorded. Matter of fact, the Gospel of John says that if everything he'd done, just the works he had done, had been recorded, the world itself couldn't contain it all that should be written. So understand, what he's called sin in the Old Testament, he didn't come here to say it's no longer a sin. You see, what the problem is in all of this is they do not have their affections set on things above. Religious marketers want to blend the music, and they want the world to like them. So these people and others hate the biblicist position. That's why they love all the world, they love all these things. You say, well, why, you're just so negative, you're against all this. What about positive things? Hey, you need to be a witness. You're not a witness for Jesus Christ. Hey, you need to be separated and holy and acceptable unto God. You're not separated from the world, holy and acceptable unto God. Well, that's negative, and yet God would reward that holiness. They'll get mad at that. So even on the positive preaching, if it's truth, they get upset. Again, you preach against sin, they hated Jesus for it, and they'll hate you for it as well. Now, that's why Colossians chapter 3, verse 1-4 instructs us to do as good Christians. They do not have their affections on things above, as Colossians tells us to. And have you ever heard this phrase? I've heard it many years, many times over the years. Don't be so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. But truly, the right saying should be, don't be so earthly minded, you're no heavenly good. You see, they speak of the world. They look like the world. They talk like the world. And therefore, the world hears them. The world loves them. Jesus said that's the way it would be. They're wrong. They're going to lead many to hell, but they're going to feel good while they're here about themselves. Not necessarily about a holy Jesus. They'll have another Jesus, not the Jesus of the Bible.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.